What's up, y'all? It's Flying Squirrel. So if you see on my screen, we are not talking about MMA. Well, we are talking about MMA today, but I just wanted to react to this clip that I saw from Aiden Ross with Terrence Crawford and Shakur Stevenson and talk a little bit about the way MMA and boxing match up. Because you have two of probably the greatest minds in boxing right now, and then you have a guy with arguably a mind. So we're going to be talking about Aiden Ross. Let's go to the clip.
You say that the UFC is better than boxing.
It's true, and you know it's true.
It's not true.
Even he's smiling. Yo, you come on.
Terrence looking like who's smiling? Not me. Aiden Ross says the UFC is better than boxing, and he doubles down on it. I think he's definitely just trying to instigate. He's trying to stir some stuff up. He knows that Shakur is going to pop off. He knows that Terrence Crawford is going to... You don't say that in front of these two guys without some ulterior motives of, oh man, I'm about to make a clip. And here we go. Congratulations, you got a clip. Flying Squirrel is reacting to your video. You got a clip. Congratulations. But there's no way he actually thinks this. Maybe he thinks it's just more entertaining because, oh, look, they kick and they punch and they do elbows too. But the statement better than boxing could mean so many different things. Is it better for street fights? Is it better to watch? Is it a more technical sport? Is it like, what does better even mean? But to say that in front of these two boxers, in front of two world, multiple time world champions, we know what you're doing.
Now we know your character.
And you're succeeding at it. So I guess I fell for it.
I think that you and like going there and watching it is better than boxing.
Yeah, it is.
It going is. Going there and watching.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. MMA, yo, I ain't gonna lie.
This nigga, ain't no way this nigga came with me right now.
Okay, so someone in their camp was even agreeing. He's saying, okay, if you're going to watch something, then MMA is better than boxing. I would agree with that. MMA is more entertaining to watch than boxing. I've been to boxing matches. I've been to MMA matches. The chances you're going to see a knockout, the chances you're going to see someone get choked out, chances you're even going to see a brawl in the crowd, it's 10 times more likely to happen in an MMA match. In a boxing match, it's going to be more skilled at their craft athletes, arguably, but it's not going to be as fun. It's not going to be as exciting.
All right, so like, hold on, let me ask you this question. You don't think like John Jones would dominate in boxing, honestly?
You stupid.
Okay, that's the, here, okay, guys.
Bro, what are you talking about, man?
Here's the thing. Here's the, oh. this is the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life.
Oh! Somebody!
And you know, we like to call people casuals in the UFC MMA community. If you're a casual, don't say stuff publicly. If you know that it's just frustrating, I guess, being an MMA fan, being a hardcore MMA fan, because the most famous people, like the higher platform you get, the less people really know about the sport. I get so triggered when I see Shannon Sharp talk about UFC. He'll be like, "Hey, yesterday, Alexander Volko,
for the second straight fight, Volko defeated Diego Lopez
for the UFC heavyweight champion. This is the second time featherweight champion. This is the second time that he has reclaimed the belt. Ocho, what are your thoughts on that?"
Yeah, it's just like they don't know anything about our sport. And for you to say that John Jones, like any MMA fan would agree that John Jones would not dominate in boxing. If you've watched John Jones at all, you know that he would not dominate in boxing. He doesn't dominate in boxing in the UFC. He gets outboxed in the UFC. So to say that he would dominate in boxing, guys, I'm telling you, prime John Jones, I'm talking 25-year-old, light heavyweight, prime John Jones on the win streak, beating all the legends. He gets knocked out cold by out-of-camp Deontay Wilder.
To this day!
I'm talking like snoring before he hits the canvas, teeth in the front row. Prime John Jones loses to out-of-camp Deontay Wilder by brutal knockout. Prime John Jones with prep time. Like, it's just, you know, he just doesn't have any knowledge. And the ignorance is bliss. Ignorance is bliss. He's sitting here, he's talking to Shakur and Terrence Crawford. I'm not. Hey, I know that John Jones wouldn't dominate in boxing, but I'm not talking to Shakur and Terrence Crawford. It's all good, though. It's all good. It makes for a clip. Now I get to give my take on it. Let's see what else he says that pisses me off.
Hell no.
What?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, Ilia Topuria.
Tell him to come fight me.
He's a crazy boxer.
I don't care. Tell him to come fight me.
Hold on a second. What about... I get that a lot. Yeah, because if... I look at it like this. If Floyd Mayweather fought Conor McGregor, you know...
Y'all see that face that Shakur made? He made that face. He made the face. Oh, gosh. What did I get myself into? Why am I even here with this idiot? Golly. Ooh. This guy don't know what he's talking about.
If any of y'all box Ilia Topuria.
Yo. Ilia Topuria.
He's too weird.
Who is that?
He's weird.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so they said, would any of y'all box Ilia Topuria? And Terrence Crawford immediately says, he's too weird. Now, when I saw that, I was like, oh, is he just being a hater? But then I remembered when Terrence Crawford was fighting Canelo and Ilia Topuria, he had that photo of him shaking his hand and he was like, oh, who wins with me in a fight? And I thought about if you were in Terrence Crawford's shoes and you're preparing to fight Canelo freaking Alvarez, right? And then you do a masterclass on Canelo Alvarez. And then some guy in a sport that you don't really watch, that you don't really know, he takes a picture of you with you, post it without you knowing, and then acts like he can fight you. Yeah, that's kind of weird. That's kind of weird, man. And it's all good because some of the best MMA fighters are weird. They're weird people. They're weird. We got some of the weirdest guys. Bryce Mitchell, weird. Sean Strickland, weird. I should do a weird tier list.
Is he good?
He's crazy. I'm not gonna lie.
What weight do you fight?
Yeah. Ilya is 155, I'm pretty sure. So, what do you weigh?
I fight at 140 right now. Tell him to come fight me.
Woo! He says he fights at 140. Ilya is 155. Tell him come fight me. This is how you know Shakur is like super confident. There's no reason for him to be afraid of some MMA fighter when he just got his fourth world title in boxing. And I know y'all are going to come in here and say he has more than four. I know he has more than four. I think it's fourth weight class that he has a world title in. So why would he be afraid of boxing Ilia Topuria? Like I was saying with John Jones versus Deontay Wilder, prime Ilia Topuria versus day off Shakur Stevenson, he loses 12 rounds to zero. He loses to Shakur Stevenson. The real question would be is, could Shakur Stevenson knock him out? Because we know Shakur Stevenson, the way he fights, he's more of like a boxer. He's best jab in the game, does not get hit. Ilia Topuria comes in there swinging his big old hooks and swinging his big old overhands. It's not going to happen. He can stalk him down all he wants. He's not going to solve a problem that Teofimo couldn't solve, that all these other boxer world champion boxers could not solve. Ilia Topuria, he's not doing that. As good as Ilia Topuria is, he's not doing that. But if it's pure boxing, he showed last week, there's no one on the planet that's a better boxer than Shakur Stevenson. So he has every right to be super, super duper confident. And Aiden Ross, I don't know what he's thinking. I don't know what he's drinking. But, at least he made this clip for me to make on this week off that we have in the UFC. So let me know what y'all guys think. Y'all probably agree with me. I'm pretty sure if you're in an MMA fan with an ounce of knowledge, you would agree Shakur Stevenson beats Ilia Topuria 12 rounds to zero. You would agree with me that Deontay Wilder knocks out prime John Jones. I don't care. Prime John Jones, heavyweight John Jones. He knocks out every John Jones every single time, every fight. And also Aiden Ross is, I don't know what he's talking about. But like and subscribe if you want to like and subscribe. Let me know what y'all think. Peace.